I'm not going to take any time up. I'm going to ask the brother Simon Peters, going to share his testimony tonight, and then I'm going to bring a word. And sorry, brother, but the notes are all wrong. Changed my mind. Sometimes I'll do that, but I hope it's the Lord. I believe it is. But come ahead, brother Simon. God bless you.
Can be all seated. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for Tommy, Pastor Thomas, for giving me the opportunity to come here to share my own testimony. It's a short testimony I have, but here's a little backstory of myself. I was born in 1999, raised in a wonderful Christian home. I was privileged to always have access to a Bible. Parents were obviously God fearing, but I'm going to read that scripture before I give my testimony. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So that's the verse. On November 2017, on a Wednesday night, Pastor Thomas was preaching of needed baptizing. As the preaching was ended, we went into a prayer service, and from within my But then I felt pulling and drawing something telling me to get up to the front to get saved. So as I went up for salvation, I was shaking, my whole body was shaking. So I have a feeling I have to get up and say, I want to get salvation. As I walked up to the front and asked Tommy to, I want to be saved. And then Tommy asked John, Brother John, to pray over me. And then John told me, you have to accept the Lord by faith. And I myself have to be willing. As John prayed over me, I accept the Lord by faith that I was my Savior. I acknowledged myself, I was a sinner who could not save himself. And in that moment, I knew I was saved by faith. Amen. As the prayer ended, John turned to me, to the people, and said, now we are in God's family. Amen. That's pretty much my... Then 2019, 22nd of September, I got baptized in a back house with a water in it. So it was me, Brother David, and Colin. We all got baptized the 22nd of September 2019. That's pretty much my testimony there. But here's another testimony I have to say. It's about my dad. When he was sick, 2017, on December, people prayed over him. Good praise. I remember I went up there, he was dead. He cannot survive with that machine on. So if the machine took off, he's dead. Doctors cannot do anything, only God can do anything. God can do something. So we prayed, and the family, probably all you have prayed for him, and he had recovered. He had recovered for 2 weeks, and then the Lord took him afterwards. So that's a proof. God still answers prayer. Amen. So that's my testimony there. Hope you enjoy it and like it. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I tell you, it takes courage to get up and give a testimony. And I tell you, it's great that a brother Simon has a testimony to give. And we thank the Lord tonight for his testimony.
Amen.
You know, as I sit in the night, something totally different planned. I texted a sister to put it up on the what I was going to preach. I gave her brother notes, but I've changed my mind. And I just sitting there and I just felt strong. I want to preach to you from the Psalms now instead. And I want us to turn to the Psalms. Psalms 107. And it's so true. Sammy, you know, I was actually thinking about him the other day. And it seemed like he was gone, and God did give him a time. And that was wonderful. And I got to see him, and he asked for me to go and see him, and I got to see him and talk with him and pray with him again. And he shared things with me in private, and we prayed. And I believe God gave that time for a reason. And I believe I'm going to see Sammy again. And other saints that's went on, we just thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's stand our feet for the show reverence for the Word of God. Psalms 107, and I want to read just a few verses this evening. Verse 1 of Psalms 107, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in a wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord, and in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to the city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness,
amen,
and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and in iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought them down, their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bonds in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works unto the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquity, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them,"
amen,
"and delivered them from their destruction."
Praise
the Lord. Let us bow tonight for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this evening that we have a great privilege as the people of God, that we can enter in boldly into thy divine presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Father, we would come this evening, not of any good works that we've done, but pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. And we would say, "Wash me afresh in the blood of the Lamb,
hallelujah,
and I shall be whiter than the snow. Purge me, Lord, and I shall be like hyssop. Sanctify me, and I will praise thy name." Lord, we thank you for your wonderful works unto the children of men.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your help, and for your strength, and for every good gift that cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shattering nor turning. For you indeed are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for Simon's word of testimony tonight.
Yeah.
We thank you that your word says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Amen.
We thank you that a brother realized the need,
amen,
and called in your name and was instantly saved,
amen,
by faith in Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for him. We pray you'll continue to bless him.
Amen.
Continue to strengthen. Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I'm sorry, Brother Matthew, I'd given him our notes and everything, but nevertheless. I want us to look here at this tonight. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And that's my text tonight. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God wants you to say so. Our brother has said so tonight. He stood up and he said, I'm saved.
Amen.
He has said so.
Amen.
God wants you to testify. Do you know that testifying is powerful?
Yes. Amen.
Testimony is powerful. More people should testify. Yes. Testify you're saved. Testify you're healed.
Amen.
Testify.
Amen.
You're filled with the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Testify.
Hallelujah.
There's someone about testifying. And Jesus himself said, if you will confess me before man, I will confess you before my Father in heaven.
Amen.
Someone about testifying. There's four great mistakes and stories here in this Word of God to help God's people to find their way. These signs are true stories of God's delivering power. God is a true hero and no one else. And it is God that delivered his people. None of these men in Bible days were delivered. And we give thanks to the Lord. And when they were delivered, God said to them, say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Everywhere in this Psalms, there's something that you keep reading. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. God does not want you to give thanks to the pastor or the general overseers or the deacon board or the elders or some church building or some great officer or a prophet or some great priest. The Lord wants you to thank him, and he is prophet, priest, and king.
Amen.
We saw on Wednesday night, he is the prophet. Many remember that from Wednesday night. Jesus is the prophet. Deuteronomy 18. Will I speak unto the people with stammering lips and other tongue? That was the Lord. And the Lord wants us to give him thanks. I want you to see these amazing stories of redemption here. How God helped the lost find their way. Verse 4 to 7. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Can you imagine how these people felt? Can you imagine, have you ever seen a movie or a western where they come across a desert and many times when they survived, he ends up, he comes out. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I love westerns, by the way. But when he comes out, there's no horse for him. He's dead long ago. And he's no longer the saddle, and sometimes the gun's even gone. But he reaches the far side on death's door and eventually finds water or finds somebody. And they said, how did you get across that desert? Nobody's ever crossed it before. But I tell you, this is realistic here in the Bible. These people were lost in the wilderness, and God saved them. And every one of us was lost in the wilderness of sin, and God saved every one of us from that wilderness. Not knowing which way to turn, realizing that every hour they were nearer to death. And I tell you, when you're near to death, you'll call on the Lord. When you're near to death. You know that's what's wrong with people today. They don't realize how near to death they are. They have no concern for the other side. Look at that young man, Livingstone. 47 years of age, and his wife woke, and he was cold beside her. He had gone on. I tell you, nobody knows the day or the hour. God, the Bible says, holds the very breath we breathe. And we need to fully depend on God.
Amen.
Yet God in his mercy helped these people to find their way. And not only to find their way in a desert, but to find food. God kept them in a desert, and God sustained them in a desert. Now God can keep them in a desert, and God can sustain them in a desert. What can he do for me and you tonight?
Amen. That's right.
God's your provider.
Amen.
Get it out of your head that some man's your provider, or some man's I tell you, everything else will be a broken stick. But the Lord's your helper. And the Lord wants you to praise him. And the Lord wants you to thank him. And he wants you to say so.
Amen.
He wants you to say that he's your helper. He wants you to say, I'm your provider. I'm your healer. I'm your savior. I'm your deliverer. I'm your coming king.
Amen.
Now the us shows what the appropriate response should be here. And I've already said in verse 8 and verse 9, oh, that men should praise the Lord for His goodness. When God delivered these men out of this wilderness, God not only delivered them out of the wilderness, but He fed them. Do you realize the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness? Everybody preaches so many nagging of things. It took 40 years and should have been 40 days to hear all. Well, there's no mistakes in this Bible. I believe it, sir, that we can read it 40 years. How many believes that? Now, I know it should have been 40 days. And that's saying it shouldn't have been. But I'll tell you one thing. God kept them the 40 years. Not only did God keep them 40 years, but my Bible says that the clothes never even wasted on the body. There's not a pair of shoes you can buy today that'll last 40 years. I doubt even if you didn't wear them, they wouldn't even hardly last it. But their clothes lasted for 40 years, and they never wasted. And God gave them fresh water from the rock. And Paul in the New Testament said they drank water from the rock, and that rock was Christ.
Amen.
He fed them fresh manna from heaven. He didn't tell them to eat the bread that fell the day before. He gave them fresh bread every day. God is something fresh for you every day.
Amen.
He doesn't want you to eat some dead carrion. He's got fresh meat for you.
Amen.
Fresh food for you.
Amen.
He wants you to praise Him for it. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul. Say so. Say that God satisfies you. Say that God does it for you. Give God the credit.
Amen.
Don't credit some man. Man at his best is fallible, but Jesus Christ is infallible.
Amen.
That's the difference. We're working with an infallible God and fallible man. Isn't it wonderful what God can do? I tell you, God helped the prisoners become free in verses 10 and 16. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Verse 12. Therefore He brought them down, their heart with labor. They fell down and were made none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distress. Sounds like the children of Israel when they're in Egyptian bondage. Doesn't it? They were in chains of bondage. And the prophet prophesied that they'd be in bondage and strangers in a strange land for years. But God would deliver them.
Amen.
And God's people cried to God. And God sent them a deliverer. And I want to tell you today, our deliverer is no ordinary man. The deliverer that God sent us is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hebrews tells us that. Lost. And some dry times and drivers' manners, God speak in times past for the prophets, but having these last days spoken by His Son. And diverse manners and times past, and it means by part that God gave a little part here and a little part there, but the fullness was in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. John 1 verse 1. God Himself came down. The fullness. And He came in Christ so that He could deliver us.
Amen.
In this case here, they were in a prison because of their rebellion against God. God allowed them to be brought into slavery to humble them. And in the condition, imagine the condition they were in, slavery, chained. And they had no one to help them. Yet God, rich in mercy, when they called out to Him, it reminds me of the maniac of the Garner Raids. Do you ever read about him? Do you ever hear one of William Branham's sermons when he preached about that man? He said, you know, that man probably had a family at one time.
Yes.
But something happened. And every time. These men here were in slavery, but God delivered them when they turned and cried to the Lord. You know, God sometimes lets things come into our lives so that we'll turn to them. Do you realize that? God wants us to turn to them. God wants us to seek them. God wants us to praise them. He wants us to say so.
Amen.
And if we don't seek God, He'll bring things about that we will seek Him, because He wants our praise.
Amen.
He wants our adoration. He wants our worship.
Amen.
He inhabits the praises of His people.
Amen.
Look what it says here. They were redeemed by the Lord from their trouble, but now the psalmist shows what the response should be again. Verse 15. Oh, that man would praise God for His goodness. Everywhere after God delivered them out of the wilderness, He says, oh, that man would praise Him. And then again, after God delivered them out of their chains and out of the bondage, oh, that man would praise Him. Say so. When they were free from drug addiction, smoke addiction, prostitute addiction, any addiction, pornography, anything, I don't care what it is, whatever you were delivered from, you need to praise God.
Amen.
Thank God that He done it. God might have used a minister here or there. And if any of us has been used, we appreciate God for that. But it's God that does it. It's God that gets the glory. He will not give us glory to no man. Oh, that man would praise Him for His goodness. Say so. God help their afflicted with disease. Psalms, look at verse 17 of 107. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, are afflicted. Fools. People that say there's no God, they're afflicted. Now I want you to see this tonight. Their soul abhor of all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distress. If God can save a fool that doesn't know Him, what can He do for a Christian?
Amen.
What can He do for somebody that knows Him?
Amen.
If a sinner that's not saved, that's afflicted because he's a fool, can cry to God, what will God do for His people?
That's
called by His name.
Amen.
The Word of God says of My people, that's called by My name, will humble themselves and fast and pray. They'll hear from heaven.
Amen.
That's
the
Word of God. And the wonderful works for the children of man. Verse 22. Let them that sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. God wants us to rejoice. He wants us to rejoice when somebody gets saved. We should rejoice. The angels are rejoice when somebody gets healed as well.
Amen.
Filled with the Holy Ghost, we should rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's one up for God, one down for the devil.
Amen.
He's a liar. In this case again, sin was a problem. Sin was a problem to every one of us because of Adam's sin. We're all made sinners. We're sinners by nature. We're sinners by birth. When Adam fell, it brought universal condemnation. It brought universal separation, universal sickness, universal distress. It brought sin upon the nation, sin upon the world, sin upon every single man, every single woman that's born of a man. Born of a woman is a sinner by nature and a sinner by birth. But then the Bible says, but in Christ, in Adam we all die, but in Jesus Christ we're all made alive.
Amen.
And he brought universal salvation, universal righteousness, universal healing, universal peace. He brought it. You said, don't see it, don't care, he still brought it.
Amen.
And if this world in its condition can't take it, she's going to burn. And God's going to have another heaven and another earth. And we're going to live and reign with Christ on the earth for 1,000 years.
Amen.
And God's word is still the truth.
Amen.
And every man sit on their own vineyard. That's the Bible. Thank God tonight for the Word of God. Do you love the book of Psalms?
Amen.
They fell prey to disease and were near death, but he called out to the God and he healed them. God rich in mercy. They were redeemed by the Lord from their trouble. Again, the psalmist tells us in Psalms, in verse 21 of Psalms 107, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works of the children of men. Say so. Every time God delivered them, he reminds them and he keeps reminding them and he keeps reminding them and he delivers them again and he reminds them again and he delivers them again and he reminds them again that man would praise God.
Amen.
Oh, but brother so-and-so was anointed and gave a prophecy, we're to praise him. And a month later, brother so-and-so was anointed and gave a prophecy, we're to praise him. That's the Bible.
Amen.
God kept doing it. He kept saying it. If God sends someone to the fellowship or a people, he means it.
Amen.
He wants you to praise him.
Glory.
That's why he's told you more than once.
Great.
He's telling you here more than once.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen.
He's reminding us again because he loves us.
Amen.
Amen. You tell your wife you love her, she tells you she loved you. You'd like to hear her telling you it again, wouldn't you? I would.
Amen.
Maybe some of you fellas wouldn't, but I like to hear it. I know maybe the fellas don't tell the wives as often, vice versa. I don't know how you're fixed.
Amen.
Amen. But it's good to hear it. Amen. Isn't it not time when you're praying, you need to tell Jesus you love your Lord. I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. He never gets tired of you telling him it. He loved you and he gave himself for you. I want to tell you the thing that broke the devil's power over my life was them words. I was in total bondage. And that voice came and that voice spoke to me audibly and said, I love you.
Amen.
And I gave myself for you. The power was broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Jesus delivered me in that voice.
Amen.
On those few words I've delivered, the power was broken in my life. And Jesus set me free.
Amen.
When somebody tells you I love you, there's power in it. And the Bible says, God so loved the world. John 3:16, a brother read it.
Amen.
That's a powerful verse, isn't it? God so loved the world.
Amen.
That he gave a free gift, his only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
God helped them. Look at verse 23 and verse 30. How he helped the perishing, the besieged. They that go down to the sea in ships and that do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raises the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up upon the heaven and go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth out them out of their distress. we actually went right over into France. And that wee woman that passed away, Barbara Watt, was on that ship. And there's a whole group of us, the missionaries, and we're going as so excited as just a young preacher, no experience, but on fire for God. And we got in that ship and people started being sick and thrown off. And there was a great storm come up and the ship was going every rope. And the radios were going and everything was going and people were afraid. And I got down and I started praying and I forgot I was in the ship. And just like when I was in jail, I started praying once in jail, you know. And I got praying and English stopped.
Yeah.
And another language took over.
Glory.
And I was in a seal with the ship and a cell with a big fowl. And I'm telling you now, here's like Mark here on a back like this. Big brute of a man. Did weights and everything and he wrecked everybody. And I said, never, but they put me in there because they thought they were smart. When I could pray, and I want to tell you, I got the breakthrough. I forgot about it. I was caught away with Jesus.
Amen.
And I could pray in a heavenly language. And when I got on my feet, this big fowl was on the floor, and the floor was all wet. You'd think they threw water over it. He was crying like a beaver.
Amen.
And he says, I'm a backslider, and I need to get right with God when you bring me back to Jesus.
Amen.
And he came back to the Lord and got right with God.
Amen.
Right there in that cell, and the moved me the next day. But I tell you, he was my bodyguard while I was there.
Amen.
Praise God. I believe I had another bodyguard that nobody could see. I believe that. Absolutely believe that. You know that? Brother James McConnell told me the angel of the Lord would be with me in a very special way in jail. And I'm telling you, he was. And I knew it. He was with me the whole time. Amen. But I got in that ship and the thing started going. And I knew God had sent me to go and I started praying. Boy, I got praying. And the next thing, somebody rocked the door and said, when you turn your radio down, we can't sleep. And they had to get me quit praying. I was praying at the top of my voice. You see, what they didn't know, and you fellows mightn't know this either. There was me and another man. And we used to practice preaching and praying in an open field. And me and him used to meet twice a week. This is true. And we would read a full chapter of the Bible. If it was Isaiah, we read it all. Jeremiah, we read the lot. He'd read a chapter, I'd read a chapter, and we never quit till it was all read. Twice a week. And we would pray at the top of our voice. Who could pray the loudest? Out in the field. And that's how we started out. And some of you know who I'm talking about. And he was Big Ian as well. But he wasn't Ian Paisley now. But he was Big Ian. That's right, some of you know him. And I tell you, me and him practiced. And we didn't deliberately do it, it just happened. But I tell you, when you start praying and seeking God, you forget about everybody. If you were dying, and you were in a boat, and the boat says here, the Bible says that the wind's hand. This ship was about to sink, they didn't know what to do, and they called upon the Lord. I'll guarantee you, if you're in a boat, and that boat's about to sink, that you won't be like somebody whispering under a newspaper.
That's right.
She's living and well. Amen. Brother Guy prayed, Lord, give her the 100. She's 100. Amen. This is another wee woman. And this other wee woman, she's a real jewel. She lives just outside Tremor. I want to tell you, she's something else. I'm telling you now. She even wrote me a song in the back of my Bible when I got saved. I have given up all for Jesus. This vain world is not to me.
Amen.
All its pleasures are forgotten in remembering Calvary.
Glory.
Though my friends despise, forsake me, though in me the world is cold, I'm a friend that will go with me where the pearly gates unfold. His name's Jesus.
Amen.
She wrote it in the back of my Bible.
Amen.
She said, Tom, when you're praying, you need to pray right. She said, the young ones don't know how to pray these days. You need to address him as the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Just don't give him one name.
Amen.
You don't call people McKinstry or Anderson. You call them Mark Anderson. Tom McKinstry. Gary McKinstry. You give them the full name.
Amen.
And he's the Lord Jesus Christ. He deserves respect.
Amen.
We need to give him all the respect.
Yes.
We need to give him his full name.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, she was something else. A godly wee woman. Praise God. God gives you people at the right time. He gives you right contacts at the right time to help you on your way.
Right.
That woman prayed for me. I know she did. She prayed for me. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you cry unto the Lord, the Lord will help you.
Right.
There the wits end. Praise God. Look at it says, he that maketh a storm to calm, so that the waves thereof are still, then they are glad because the quiet be quiet. So he bringeth them into his desired haven. I tell you, many of us this evening, maybe you're sitting in this service tonight and you feel like you're going through a real storm, but I want to tell you by the word of the Lord tonight that you're going to reach your desired haven because the Lord's with you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Jesus said, if he could do it under a bloody lamb in the Old Testament, under an ox and a bullock, and a turtle dove and a pigeon, how much more speaks the blood of Jesus? I tell you, it speaks tonight. He sent his word and healed them, say so. As you read this story, we can feel the desperation of these people in this ship and his crew. I want you to get up tonight. They find themselves in a great storm on the sea, and they're at their wits' end. They call children up on these stones. Hallelujah! Praise God, He's able tonight. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them exalt Him above the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. God wants you to praise Him.
Right.
Oh, but there's elders here, there's deacons here, there's pastors, there's preachers. That's good, but you have to praise Him.
Amen.
God wants you to praise Him.
Right.
Even if you're not an elder or a deacon or a song leader, if you're just a somebody, you're just as much as anybody else. God's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
You're His child this evening. He loves you tonight.
Amen.
And He gave Himself for you and He wants you to praise Him. Wants you to give Him all the glory. Wants you to say so.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wants you to thank Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Laying in the hospital. In that last 3 months, Jack Cove. The preachers would all come in just like a lad on the day. Lord, if it's your will, heal our brother Jack. That's not praying.
That's right.
That will put you in the grave. I'll tell you, it'll never get you out of it. But this one fella came in, Jack said, and he never prayed like that. He talked different. He said, Jack Cole, you're going to live and not die.
Glory.
Jack Cole, you're going to live and you're not going to die. Jack Cole, you're going to live and not die. Jack, I want you to tell the nurses, I'm going to live and not die. Jack, I want you to tell the doctors, I'm going to live and not die. Jack, I want you to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Jack Cole prayed to God and he gave his life back to the Lord. And he stood in this pulpit 26 years later preaching. 26 years later, still preaching. Giving up to die in that last 3 months. I want to tell you, in this Bible, the Bible talks of a king in this Bible, and he's saying that he'd done wrong. But he turned his face to God, and God gave him 15 more years, is that right? 15 more years. If God can give somebody in this Bible 15 more years, and Hebrews 13 and 8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, He can give somebody else 15 more years.
Amen.
15 more years, He can do it. I believe God tonight. I never planned to preach any of this, by the way. I was all prepared. But I sat there. I just felt the preacher on say so.
Amen. Glory.
Say so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. A loving kindness founded upon the justice of God. Now, as the psalmist thinks about the loving kindness of the Lord, he understands it is also founded upon the justice of God. He can reserve the circumstances of the wicked and the righteous. God can do it. If God can save the wicked, what will He do for the righteous at call on? You think of that this evening. I want you to think upon it. People that's not even saved, that's away from God. If they'll turn and seek God, God will save them, He'll heal them, and He'll deliver them. If you're a believer tonight, you can turn to the Lord, and He'll do it for you as well. Look at verse 33 to 38. He turneth rivers into the wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. A fruitful land in the barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into the standing water, and the dry ground into water springs. And there He maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruit of increase. He blesseth them also so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not that their cattle decrease. In other words, their cattle won't drop any. They'll burn everyone.
Yes.
Amen? You know what's said of the women of Israel when they're in bondage? That the women of Israel were strong in childbirth. Stronger than the Egyptians. And yet they were under persecution. Because God was with them. You hear me this evening? The Lord's with you tonight. Amen. Say so.
Amen.
I want you to know God's with you.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, if you ever feel God's not with you, He'll let something happen and let you know that He is with you. I believe that. I really believe it. You know, one time some years ago when Brother Brian Freeborn come over here, and it's some years ago, and I'm telling you, I was going through an awful time of it. And it just felt terrible. And I was praying and praying and wanting the Lord to talk to me. And I read for William Branham one time, a white dove come down. And then he said the Lord, he knew the Lord was answering him. And I come out of the house and I had a pure white one right on the pen right there. And it wasn't mine, and it stayed with me. And I couldn't believe it, it stayed with me. I tried to release it to go somewhere else, but it stayed with me. And I believe the Lord was showing me, I'm with you. Amen?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit's typed like the dove. How many knows that?
Amen.
I tell you, what's wrong with the church world today? The church world has done things and they've scared their spirit away. And you can read, like you read in the book of Genesis, the dove has nowhere to rest its foot.
Yes.
May that never be said of us. But may there be somewhere where the Holy Spirit can rest himself upon the people of God and the family of God.
Yes.
We want to welcome the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Welcome them to come on us. He can humble the exalted and exalt the humble. That's God. Psalms verse 39 to 42 of Psalms 107. Again, they're minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there's no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction and maketh his families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth and exhortation to consider the loving kindness of the Lord. Verse 43, whosoever is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. It's the Lord that sets up. It's the Lord that brings down. It's the Lord that does it. Let's say so.
Glory.
Oh, that men would magnify the Lord. One truly is wise, he will learn the lesson taught by these examples and God's response to them. Let's look at these lessons. Look for a moment. Lessons to be learned from the psalmist of delivering people when suffering trouble in life for many reasons. Many times trouble just seems to come to some people. Many times it's because of sin and rebellion against the will of God. In either case, we need to humble ourselves before God and cry out for our deliverance. There's times where people were afflicted because of sin. There's other times when the Bible says he has done no sin, neither him nor his parents, but so that the works of God might be manifest in him. Job didn't sin. The Bible says Job, there was none like him in all the land, but yet there was an affliction brought upon Job. Job sat amongst the icy. Job cut himself with a patch. He broke the patch and he cut the boils all over his body. And I want to tell you that God came down veiled in a whirlwind. And he came right down to Job. Job had a mighty visitation.
Right.
And God came before Job veiled in a whirlwind. And God said to Job, stand upon thy feet. Gird up thy loins, Job, and stand upon the feet. And thou shalt speak to me and I'll answer thee. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
In other words, Job, you're going to have the spoken word. That's what God was saying to him. Job, whatever you say, it's going to happen. Whatever you speak is going to take place because I've given you the power. I've given you the authority. God done it. And I tell you, our God's able to do anything.
Amen.
I want to remind you again of Malachi 3. For I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
He can still do it. If he's done it once, he can do it again. Are you hearing me tonight? If he's done it once, he can do it again. Say so. Say so. We have saw here when it is a man's own doing that trouble comes. Sometimes God uses circumstances to humble us and cause us to seek him and call upon his lovely name. God, rich in mercy, will deliver those that call upon him. Throughout the psalmist extols to the goodness of the loving kindness of the Lord. This Old Testament word means his gracious love for mankind. That's what it means. His gracious love for mankind shown here. That God loves us. You know, God loved us even when we were sinners. Isn't that something? That's hard, but God done it. Amen. The redeemed should acknowledge God's love and express their thanks to him for his wonderful work. Say so. Give thanks to the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord you're not sitting in a pub on a Sunday night. Thank the Lord you're having a sore head tonight. our thoughts. We're taught here by the psalmist to offer the sacrifice of praise. That means even if you're not in trouble, even if everything's going smooth, even if you're on the top of the mountain, still praise Him. Because your brother might be in a valley, but I want you to know tonight, He's the God of the valleys and He's the God of the mountaintop.
Amen.
The psalmist David said, if I go to hell, He's there. And if I go to the heavens, He's still there. He's everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise Him even when you don't feel like it.
That's right.
When it's going well, praise Him. When it's not going so good, praise
Amen.
Him still.
Amen.
Praise Him. Say so.
Amen.
Want you to say so.
Amen.
Verse 22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And curse works of rejoicing. Verse 32, let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. God wants us to praise Him. You could come in and have a service and just praise God and you'd be in God's will. Do you realize that?
That's right.
There's things you could do in church and you mightn't be in God's will, but you can never pray too much. How many knows that?
Amen.
And you can't praise Him too much either.
Amen.
Amen. This here can tell us praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Verse 1 to 2 in our text, and I'm closing in a moment. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Say so. You are the redeemed of the Lord tonight. The Lord's redeemed you. You're bought. You're not your own tonight.
Amen.
Tell me McKinstry's not his own man. I know there's preachers, they think, that, well, we've done all this, we're our own men. They're fools. God done it.
Amen.
God done it.
Amen.
And see, if God didn't done it, it's not done.
That's right. Amen.
Except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. It's God that's building His church.
Amen.
You can't change the name of it. That's what your wee name is. I can't say, Lord, build and make a ministry for Tommy McKinstry. No, God's building His church.
Amen.
It's a mystical body of Jesus Christ, universally.
Amen.
And if we pray some wee part, we ought to praise God for it.
Amen.
Amen. Look at our story of redemption. As for us, we've even more reason to acknowledge the truth in this Psalms. Like the people in the desert, we're lost, but God helped us to find our way. Luke 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We can sing, I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Say so. I want you to praise Him. Do you realize you can never be found until you first realize you're lost? A brother even said it. You can't be saved till you know you're lost. But once you realize you're lost, you can be found. I was once lost, but the Lord found me.
Amen.
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 If you're sick tonight, you can be healed. You couldn't be healed till you were sick, but now that you're sick, you can be healed. Jesus is a physician. He's a physician that's never lost a case. Amen. And you say that people can die at God's plans that we don't know about. He has. But we have to preach it like the gospel of salvation to everybody. Amen.
Amen.
By my stripes you're healed. He sent His word and He healed them.
Amen.
Amen. Like the people in prison, we were slaves, but God set us free. We're like these people. And Psalms here. John 8, verse 34. Jesus answered them, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Romans 6, 18. Being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness.
Amen.
Servants of righteousness. We're the servants of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Many of us were servants of sin, but we're now the servants of righteousness. We were lost. Just like this psalmist, we could put ourselves in there. God's done it. Like those who were sick, we can be delivered. 1 Peter 2:24, you should know it, every one of us off the heart. He His own self bore our sins in His own body on the cross, on the tree. That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed.
Amen.
He already done it on the cross.
Amen.
I tell you, He done it. When the precious bloodstream came from His body at Calvary, our sins and sicknesses were paid for. When that bloodstream came and was paid for, there's nothing I have to do.
Amen.
He's done it. Amen. I want to tell you, when Elijah sat by the brook Cherith, God said to him, Elijah didn't command the ravens. God did. Amen. God did. And they sustained him. God is your sustainer.
Amen.
The same God that fed that man with... Nobody would ever have picked a raven. I wouldn't. You study a raven. You know they're everywhere all the time. How many knows that? I preached about it, I think, one of the Wednesday nights. Not right. But God done it.
Amen.
When Daniel got down into the lion's den, Daniel didn't say, "Now will I tell you his lions?" Preach him old sermon, no. God had already talked with them lions. You hear me?
Amen.
I can just see it. And God telling them, don't even breathe heavy towards them. We are finished.
That's right.
I'm telling you. Don't even look the wrong road at him. He's my servant.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Daniel never bowed the knee. Them three Hebrew children never bowed and they never burned. It looked like they're going to be burned. As far as everybody was concerned, they were for burning.
That's right. Yes.
They themselves said, we believe God can deliver us, but if God don't deliver us, we're still not bad.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
They did it by faith. And they threw them in. Time. God made it so impossible, and yet he done it. Are you hearing me? When the doctor says it can't be done, Jesus Christ can do it.
Amen.
That's how it works. And you know that old king said, did we not cast three in? I can see four. The fourth man.
Amen.
The fourth man was in the fiery furnace. He come on the scene. When all hope's gone, the fourth man come on the scene. I tell you, he's able tonight. Isaiah 53 verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we're healed. Say so.
Amen.
Say it tonight.
Amen.
What does the word of God say? By stripes I'm healed. Say so. Say what the word says. His will is his word. Are you hearing me? His will is his word. His word is his will. Testament is an old English word for will. And the Bible we read here of the New Testament, the New Covenant, the New Testament. And in the New Testament, a brother read this morning that he commanded them, John, Mark 16, go and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's Matthew 28. But in Mark 16 it says that lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. If you take up a serpent, it'll do you no harm. And it'll cast out devils. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe it tonight?
Amen.
We need to say so.
Amen.
And I'm closing just in a moment. Romans 5 and 9, much more than now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Through him we're saved. And through him we're healed. We're saved through him and we're healed through him. And we're filled with the Holy Ghost in Ephesians 1, 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. I'm going to stop. Say so.
Amen.
God wants you to say so.
Amen.
Amen. Some people won't give God thanks when they are prayed for. And then they'll say, do you think I've got it? And then the other person, they don't work like that. When they're praying for it, they say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I know I've got it.
Amen.
No, but it doesn't look like it. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Amen.
I'm saying I've got it.
All right. Amen. That's great.
I'm not going and feel, taste, or smell. There's another sense. There's another sense. The sixth sense is faith.
Amen.
By faith, they subdued kingdoms. By faith, the dead were raised. By faith, they wrought miracles. By faith, the walls of Jericho come down. By faith, they said so.
Amen.
Say it so tonight. My brother said it, so I'm saved. Say so.
Yes, amen.
Brother, I prayed for it to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then you start thanking God for it.
Amen.
Thank Him for it.
Amen.
Thank Him for the Holy Spirit. If you thank Him enough, I'll tell you the power of God will shake you.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need healing, you thank the Lord. You say, Lord, I prayed for it. Your word was done on me. What's that? They laid hands on me and prayed for me. Now I'm healed.
Amen.
Why? Because the word says it.
Amen.
Oh, but this chart, not looking at that chart. I'm
Amen.
Looking at this chart. Say so tonight. I'm healed. Oh, but the doctor says, no, I've worked with another doctor. Amen?
Amen.
You know, sometimes doctors make mistakes.
Yes.
I know of a woman in the doctor that said, you've got cancer in your lungs. We're going to have to operate. And this woman said, doctor, if you don't mind, I'm going to get another opinion. And she went and paid herself and went to a private doctor. And he done all the x-rays and everything, and he said, there's a pea in your lung. This is a true story. She swallowed a pea. And the pea came up on the x-ray, and the first doctor said it was cancer, but the second doctor knew it was a pea. And she never needed an operation, for she didn't need one.
Amen.
I know another man. I can't remember his name, but some of you men would know him. I have a friend and he doesn't even come to church and he doesn't even profess to be saved. But he tells me the testimony every time he sees me. And he told me the other day. He said, this fellow, they took him in and they said, your right lung's finished. We'll have to take it out. It's full of cancer. And this fellow says, well, to tell you the truth, I'm a Christian and I believe in divine healing. And you'll not be taking my right lung out at all. I'll just leave it where it is. I'll believe God. They said, we'll have to send you for chemo. He said, I'm not going. Amen?
Amen.
And they said, well, you in that last 2 years. That was about 6 years ago and he's still living. And he still has the right lung. Amen?
Amen.
I want you to see them three Hebrew children were right up to the fire. They had no choice in it. They were going in. They bound them and threw them in.
Right.
But they believed. God wants you to believe him tonight.
Amen.
God wants you to say so.
Amen.
Brother's going to come and we're going to give God praise. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to thank the Lord tonight. Say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let's stand on our feet tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Look, I never planned to preach none of this. Was this for somebody in this meeting tonight? Lift your hand up.
Amen.
With a couple of people, three people, four people, more people.
Amen.
The Lord makes no mistakes.
The Lord.
Amen.
The people I thought was coming never come. But the Lord knew before I did. And he said, you don't need to preach that because they're not there. But this is what you need to preach.
Amen.
My people need encouraged. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Psalms, God's Psalms, they're wonderful.
Yes. Amen.
Let us close our eyes tonight and say so. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you tonight.
Yes, God.
We know your word is line upon line, precept upon precept. Hear a little, learn a little, so is the word of the Lord. We thank you that your word can't fail, for you cannot fail. Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we can't understand everything, and we're not even going to try it. But you're all-knowing and all-wonderful and all-knowledge. And we're looking to you tonight. You're our Savior, you're our healer, you're our baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and you are our coming King. And we say so tonight, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord Jesus, we bless your lovely name. We praise and magnify the name of the Lord tonight. You sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them. Lord, you're the same Jesus Christ tonight that you were when you walked here and there. Your ministry is the same. Your message is the same. Your presence is the same.
Amen.
Your power is the same. You are what you claim to be. We are what you claim we are tonight.
Amen.
Lord, we believe it tonight.
Amen.
Father, I pray you'll meet every need in this house. I break the spirit of oppression in Jesus' name, and I speak peace and power and strength in the name of Jesus. I come against weakness that's trying to come upon people in this very house. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I speak strength to the mortal body. Strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus tonight. Let my brother and my sister feel a physical strength coming upon them by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name this evening. Oh Lord, your words are truth tonight. Your words real. You're real. Lord, you did save us when we were broken and undone. You delivered us. You set us free. You said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lord, you brought us out of the dung heap. And you set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. You put a new song in our souls today. Even praises unto our God the King. Father, I plead to Brother Jesus and every son and every daughter in this room. Represented, it's not even here. Those are some hearts tonight. Let's pray for them. For a son, for a daughter. Send your word upon them, Lord. Rescue them, O God, and save them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for Aaron and Carrie tonight. Pray you'll send your word upon them this evening. O God, may you deal with them. May you bring them to Calvary. Bring them to the arms of the Savior. Deliver them, O God, and set them free in the name of the Lord. Pray for Andrea tonight. You'll heal her from this sickness. And got a bad report. Lord, I pray you'll give the good report. Lord, I pray you'll give health and strength in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, I believe you tonight. I believe you can do anything. Lord, when you come on the scene, anything can happen. You're the God of Job. You're the God of Isaiah, of Isaac, of Abraham, of all the prophets of the Bible. You're that same one, the God of William Morey and Branham. The God, Lord, of the Jeffrey brothers, Wigglesworth, and all these wonderful men of God. You're the same tonight.
Amen.
You're the same tonight, Lord. You're our source tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we're drawing from the fountain tonight. We're drawing from the storehouse tonight. Come amongst us this evening, Lord. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come into this room. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said of the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, dwell in us. It'll quicken our mortal bodies. Quicken us tonight. Oh, Lord, quicken the embers, we pray. Smoking flax. Will you not quench, Lord? Oh, Lord, come on the scene this evening. Touch and bless your children once again, Lord. Give strength to your people. Give courage to them. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name tonight. Lord, I pray as a brother comes, you'll help us, Lord, to sing and worship you. In spirit and in truth, in Jesus' lovely name, in Jesus' lovely name. I'm going to ask your brother to come, and let's keep in this attitude for a moment as a brother comes and worships the Lord. God bless each one.
Sing that hymn, I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners.
Yeah.
Most wonderful, I like that verse.
Jesus.
And that song tonight, David said, oh, that man would praise the Lord.
Amen. Right.
All his wondrous works and his goodness towards his son and man. And you know, it's an expression of how I felt, oh, that man would praise.
Amen.
The name of the Lord, praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Jesus.
You know, sometimes you feel like that. I don't know if you've ever felt like that, but sometimes you feel like that within yourself, you just wish that people would maybe feel sometimes what you feel on it.
Amen.
To tell the Lord, as our pastor said, tonight, to tell the Lord, you know, make it known. Tell us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know,
amen.
When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sins, I obeyed the Spirit's way. When he said, from God, make it known.
Amen.
When I saw the cleansing I think we used to sing it in school in assembly. Have you seen it over the years in school? But it said, praise him, in the morning, praise him in the noon.
Amen.
Praise him in the evening. So I'll try and get the right key, and there we go. Praise him. Yeah, good. One after brother Billy like to paint the paint. Close him back.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father God. We bow in thy presence tonight. We thank thee for thy word. We thank the Lord even for the message that went forth tonight. Lord, I say tonight, Lord, like is written in thy word, Father God, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Yes, O God, Jesus. In the light of this message that was preached tonight, Father, Lord, I confess that you're the Savior. Yes. You're the healer. Yes. Father God, as we bow here tonight, I say with the prophet of old, save me, O Lord, and I shall be saved. Yes. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we'll give you glory. Lord of God, tonight, Lord, the enemy might say, die, but I know thy word saves him.
Amen.
Lord, I confess that word tonight.
Amen.
I acknowledge, Lord, before thee tonight, I'm a sinful man. But Lord, I acknowledge tonight that you took my place from the place called Calvary.
Yes.
Yes. Lord Jesus.